Typically, in the work of theology, we depend on the tools of reason, deduction, logic, and verbal ability to produce a finished work of theology in the form of either something written, a book or a paper, or something spoken, a class lecture or a sermon. As important and necessary as these tools are for this particular aspect of the theological task, however, they are by themselves insufficient for the task of knowing people and the world in which they live, as well as God, our Creator and our Sustainer. Yet as we've seen, such studies are inextricably part of the work of theology. When we turn from the study of Scripture, which is the necessary foundation and constant touchstone for all our theologizing, to study the creation, the culture, and the actions of human conscience, seeking from these what we may discover about God in order to raise our knowledge of Him to a higher level, we'll need to develop new skills and master additional disciplines. We don't set reason, logic, and so forth aside, much less the Word of God. Rather, we supplement Scripture and reason with additional skills, tools, and disciplines that help us interpret the revelation of God that He is making through the people and the world around us. And we'll have more to say about these additional disciplines as we proceed through this study.